Welcome back.
Welcome back. My voice is three octaves deeper than usual because I am sick.
Mine is like finally back to normal. Here's the thing. If you're wondering how attached me and Spencer are, just by the heart, she got sick. I got her sick from 900 miles
from a very far. And I'm also wearing, right before we press record, Caitlin went, "Oh, cute." And I was like, "What?" She's like, "Your shirt." I was like, "Oh, it's yours." She goes, "Oh, did I leave my hair?" I was like, "You sure did."
I literally had no idea. That's how many pieces of clothing that I own. And that's also how little I do laundry. I just assumed it was like at the bottom of the pile,
Yeah, of a pile. Yeah. No worries.
I'm actually so almost caught up on laundry. I am so proud of myself. I'm like doing it consistently like a big girl.
Oh my gosh. That's what I do. But I also only do laundry for one. So it's not that impressive.
Yeah, I do laundry for a whole household of people that change their clothes three times a day.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
I'm fine.
We're fine. We're fine and we're back. It's gonna be talking great. About football.
That was an awful scream by me. I'm so excited. We took a little hiatus. If you didn't see our NFL or our NBA episode last week, we took a little bit of a hiatus because it was a lot and it wasn't getting a ton of traction, but we have had lots of people ask for it to come back.
Yeah, you asked, we are back. And we answered.
You asked? We're here, baby. And we are going to talk about football. And the nice part is that it's nearing the end of the season. We've got a few weeks left. And we know.
No, I wouldn't describe that as nice.
It is sad.
I said it wasn't nice. And then I realized that I no longer have to suffer through the Cowboys blowing games anymore. And that sounds fantastic.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm even going to just jump right in on top of that because I feel so bad for you. Guys, if you're watching this right now, I need you to just say a quick little prayer. Send good vibes to Spencer. To Spencer and all other Cowboys fans. For enduring this season because it's been terrifying. Fumbled the bag again. If you have been watching us talk football for a long time, since the beginning, you will know that like both Spencer and I, Spencer's a huge Cowboys fan, and I just like on paper, before the season started, before the injuries started rolling in and all this stuff, like I was sure that on paper, this Cowboys team was damn good. And it has been not damn good. It has been damn bad. Okay. How do you feel, Spencer? Let's start there. How does Spencer feel about the Cowboys playing like asshole?
How does Spencer feel that the Cowboys blocked a kick and an idiot dropped it and gave
and then the Bengals ball back recovered it
for and then they got a touchdown and then the game was over? How do you think it feels?
It
felt like that was like the culmination of the Cowboys season, like in one play. And Micah Parsons was like, "No way, man." Like, you could read his lips. He's like, "No way." Like, "No way." I felt so bad for him.
No effing way. CeeDee Lamb looked like distraught too on the sideline. He really did.
I was like,
did.
Same.
I know. It was just like, the whole season has been so weird. It's funny because I thought that the Bengals-Cowboys game was like the game of two teams that should have been fantastic. That should have been incredible. Two teams that should be in playoff talks right now, and they have just not at all. And I mean, like, for the Cowboys benefit, or like, you know, giving the Cowboys the benefit of the doubt, they have had insane amounts of injuries. They're not whole, as many teams are not whole. I don't know how to speak English, but a lot of teams are injured and so are the Cowboys. But that has, I think, I don't know. They've just been bad. They've been bad all season.
It's been bad. The Bengals have also been bad. The Bengals have proven that no matter if your quarterback throws for over 350 yards almost every single damn game, that if you don't have defense, it does not matter.
Yeah, and that's actually what I was going to say, is I think that, like, I feel awful for Joe Burrow. Because, like, I mean, at least if you're the Cowboys, like, you know that you have just, like, so many injuries and you're like, okay.
And his,
like,
house got broken into.
I saw that. That's crazy. I was like, buddy.
And apparently it was his birthday at, like, midnight on that game on Monday
night. That's insane.
I was like, dang.
I hate people.
And the fact that it's been happening, it happened to what? Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
What?
This little.
How
this
have
little,
I not seen this?
Yeah, it happened during a game like a few weeks ago. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's house both got broken into. They like sent out a league-wide announcement.
Are they like the same people breaking into their houses?
I mean, I doubt the same people are in Cincinnati and also Kansas City, but they might have gotten the idea.
Did I tell you that I almost, when I was getting my degree, when I went into my master's degree, I really wanted to do organizational psychology and then do organized crime, or like do criminal psychology and do organized crime and like
I wanted
do psychology stuff with that?
Yeah, no, I wanted to be like a criminal minds person. Because
yeah.
I love criminal minds. But then I realized that the people I would be psychoanalyzing were actual killers. And I didn't want them knowing about me. And so then I thought maybe I could just be an actress on a crime TV show. That would be good.
I'll act in Criminal Minds instead.
I was like, listen, I thought about it. And I was like, well, it's the way that, and then I watched like another show recently, same thing, where it was like a detective or something that was getting harassed. And I'm like, that's not the life for me. I don't want to be getting contacted by serial killers. Part pass.
I'm so dead. I also, before organizational crime, I was like, maybe I want to do sports psychology and look at people's brains in the NFL who get concussions. Could have worked with Tua.
I don't think he wants any help.
I could have said, he doesn't. And you know what? You know what they say about therapy is if you don't want help, it ain't gonna help.
It ain't gonna help. I wanted to. When I used to like the cop shows, like the police of like Miami Dade and all those places.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
then
yeah,
for a while, I decided I was gonna be a female cop, and then I also.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then I saw how much the blonde cop lady that I used to watch was harassed. And I said, never mind. Again, hard pass.
I actually am too much of a weenie to be a cop. So that was like never on my radar.
That's another thing. I was like, wait, terrified. I actually am not brave at all. So then again, it led me back to the maybe I just want to act in these shows. Maybe I just want to pretend.
Hey, so you were going like 100 miles an hour in like a 65,
and like you were like evading us and shooting at us, and that's like not
and like
cool,
as
dude.
Cool as that is, like great aim and stuff. I did learn the sandwich rule when it comes to critique, so let me start with a compliment. Fantastic aim, great job. You are getting arrested. I actually hate you. I should have shot you back. Anyway, like I said, great aim. Okay, let's get out. Let's skedaddle you right onto the jail.
I'm like the least brave person in the world. And it's so funny because I was so obsessed with Harry Potter. And I was like, well, I would be a Gryffindor. And then I had to admit that, bitch, no, you wouldn't. Because I'm sorry. You're telling me there's like a serial killer unaliving children. And like, you want me to come with no adults?
You want me to go fight crime with you?
We're 14. I don't want to do that. So I would not. I'm lame. And people scare me. And so...
Same girl.
As much as I wish I could say that I could participate, I could not. Side note on the thing, though, this is for the girls that listen to our show, is that apparently Joe Burrow is not engaged any longer to his ex-fiance, or some people are saying they maybe were not even engaged, but longtime girlfriend, Olivia Holst something. I don't know how to pronounce her last
Love
name.
Love her. Yeah, totally.
She's because a model from Naples, Florida, actually, where I'm from, who's 22. I'm sorry.
How old is Joey B?
He's like almost 29, which I know it's legal. Okay. Aww. But you're in different phases of life. Okay. Anyway,
totally.
She was the one who called it in and she said it was her house, which was weird. And then it was said that she was an employee of Joe Burrow, but she is a model and I don't think she needed employment. So I don't know why he would say that. They might be seeing each other, but
they're canoodling.
But like you have like what they were like dating him and his ex for like since high school or something. Or maybe since the beginning of college, something like that.
Yeah.
And her name is Olivia. You're going to go right to another Olivia? I don't think so. I'd crash out if I were his ex.
No way, no how. And also I'm very confused
because as far as the internet knew, Olivia Ponton was also gay.
Yeah, I thought she was lesbian.
Oh,
yes. Maybe he was being icky all the time. And he was like seeing her behind his fiance's back.
Okay, but like another girl named Olivia? Like, come on.
It's easy for him. He can't mess up their names.
But the ex was brunette. And Olivia, the new one, the new Olivia.
Ponton, yeah.
Is blonde, which means I've had a chance all this time. is what that means.
Well, go make your calls, girly pop.
Listen, do you know how upset I used to be when Justin Bieber would only have brunette main leads in his music videos? As if I had a chance. And then he married Hailey Bieber, which means I had a chance.
Frickin' A.
Anyway, just a little.
Frickin' A.
Just a little chat for the gals, for the gossipy, for the goss.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, what I was going to say is that if you wanted to talk about Harry Potter and black magic, should we talk about the stupid team that keeps winning with their stupid black magic? And the Kansas City weenies. Should we talk about them? Because I'm really annoyed with them. Okay, let's start here. Okay, we all know. I'm a Kansas City Chiefs hater because I'm a Broncos fan. Like, first and foremost, okay? I've hated them even when they were not good. Okay, but now that they're good, it's really pissing me off. Okay?
I'm so sick of them winning.
And they have won. I know. Literally, so they're 12-1. And I saw something today that was saying that if you took every team or every game this season that was won by one score and you flipped the outcome of it. So like, you know, say when the Broncos played the Raiders and the Raiders beat us by one score, whatever the hell it was, or we beat the Raiders by one score, or I don't even know. They would flip it. So like if we won, then they won. So they did that. The Chiefs would be 2-11. They have like, they've won and they've won 15 straight one possession games. 15 straight. Okay.
I've had like, enough of them.
I know. And we've all been, I mean, I say we all except for Kansas City. Okay. Yeah. Because I swear Kansas City is like the only group of people that likes the Chiefs at this point. And if you're a Chiefs fan, shout out to you. You're very lucky. Okay. Like it's like being a Patriots fan in the 2010s or just in the Tom Brady era in general. But either way, so like they've won so many enough, period. Can you flip that over for us real quick, Spencer?
our postcards that are supposed to be like quadruple the size of this. Enough, Kansas City. I've had enough.
Literally.
Cut it out. Cut it out.
Yep. Cut it out, baby. We are done. But they have won so many. And like the crazy thing is that like they're no like, what's it called? They're no stranger to injuries. They've literally had so many injuries on their team this season. Like they are down to their practice squad and to their
someone's
third
doing
string.
Seances on the sidelines and I will find out who you are. I will find you like, and I will end you.
Yes, I don't know how it keeps happening, but like they keep winning these crazy games by like, I mean, obviously we all remember game one, the toe, right?
The toe game.
The dang toe game. You know, there are games that have been won by like a call that went their way. And they
literally boinked the ball off the field goal post and it went in instead of out. Of course it did, because it's the fucking Chiefs.
Of course it did, because it's the Kansas City Chiefs. And the thing that's so frustrating to me is like, because... You know, people have been talking about how, like, the refs have been, like, you know, having calls go their way or the refs have been missing calls. And I'm not one to blame the refs a lot I haven't really blamed the refs. I just think that they get so lucky. Like, I don't necessarily think it's like the refs' fault, because a lot of the calls have been accurate calls. It's just been a lucky ass call. You know, why is someone
and it's always for
false
them.
Start? Exactly. And like, why is the other team false starting in the last play of the game? And now the Chiefs get the ball back, and then it's, you know, crap like that. Like, literally enough. They just enough. And this time, on the drive down the field before the kick, the refs missed two false starts on the Chiefs' right tackle and two, like, pretty crazy holding calls. I'm talking, like, grabbing arms and stuff like that, like, by Patrick Mahomes. I'm like, you cannot miss those calls. Like, you missed four separate calls on four different plays on that drive down to the end where it's a tie game. Be so for real. You cannot miss four calls. And then you get them. I mean, obviously. Literally. Can I hold on? Wait, I wonder if I can crack my knuckles.
I did for you.
Oh, I did one. I'm like, I can't. Like,
I did one.
I did. I think I got like my middle knuckle or something like that. I'm scared of the rest. But it's just like, it's so frustrating. So they kicked the ball. It literally doinks off of the left upright and then goes in. And it was literally because the Chiefs are a very well-seasoned, like, playoff team, and they're just a very smart playoff team. Andy Reid is an incredible
coach.
I'm
Chiefs, and I will, unfortunately,
I do
always
things
win.
Well. Literally kill me. Okay, but, like, because Andy Reid is an incredible coach, he knows clock management, and he did. He wasted a bunch of time. And the kick was literally in the last second of the game, and it went in. And they won. And I hate it. Every second of it, I hate it.
I wish. I wish so badly that the congregation of you all could have been with me in the airport. Sitting at the gate after my friend's wedding going, oh my gosh.
Yelling?
The Broncos are about to win. They're...
Yep. Felt.
Sorry. They're about to get a field goal. There's like 10 seconds left. This is the best day of my life. I go to check. And it says blocked. And I
went,
gonna
say, how
are
long did
you
that...
kidding me?
How long did that last?
And like everyone was like literally groaning collectively because we were all going
I'm
back
sure
to Denver.
They were. It's funny. I was at the airport during the tow game. Remember, you picked me up.
We
watched
were in
the
car
tow in
the
car. Yes, I was watching
I was
it at
so
the
angry.
Airport, though.
I was
I know,
so angry.
It was so
and
bad.
Then, and then a couple weeks ago, when I was over with my friends, I was like, Dev, I was like, I can't believe that shit. And he went, I can't believe that shit. I was there.
I'm sure he really can't believe that shit.
I have to mention it.
Do you?
I was
okay, so
pissed.
Me too. And like, you know me, if you've been watching our NFL episodes for a while, you know that like I think that the Chiefs will go, or I've thought all season that the Chiefs would go back to the Super Bowl for a third time in a row. I do not think so anymore, in my humble opinion. I just feel
We're
like with the way that they've won these games, I know. And like, I just feel like with the way that they won these games, I just I'm not feeling it anymore. And it's not like, because you have to win close games to be a good team. You really do.
Yeah.
Like to be a playoff team, you have to win close games. And that is something that they have. And that is something that they've been doing. So they're an incredible team. And we all know this. And they win these close games. And a lot of people don't. But I just feel like there are other teams that are more dominant than them. That if they see them in the playoffs, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and let's talk about who's already in the playoff picture. So we have in the NFC, Lions, obviously. I am a full bandwagon now. I am a Detroit Lions fan. Go Lions.
Dan Campbell is my father.
Dan Campbell is my new pastor. Amon-Ra St. Brown is my MVP. I love him. I love them all. Actually, I love the whole St. Brown family. If you don't watch his podcast, you should. Lions have clinched a playoff spot. Obviously, Eagles have clinched a playoff spot.
Then Lions are also 12-1. Yes. If you didn't know, Lions are also 12-1. Eagles, I think, are only
11-2.
Oh, they're 11-2. You're right.
Ravens are the ones. The other bird team is 8-5.
Thank you. Yes, you are correct.
And then so only four teams, if you didn't know, already have their playoff spot. Lions, the Eagles, the Chiefs have the AFC West, and the Bills have clinched the AFC East. We wanted to talk about, since obviously only four teams have already clinched their playoff spot, there are 11 still up for grabs. And there are a few teams that could actually be leaving this week with their clinched playoff spot. So I was just going to mention it quick so you don't have to look it up. And we're going to tell you.
Love you for that.
You're so welcome. Love you all. The Houston Texans can clinch a playoff spot this week in the AFC South title win with a win from them, a Texans win. And then if the Colts lose to the Broncos, please. And then they're playing the Dolphins this week. Which, of course, you know, I think the Dolphins' chances are kind of over. They have obviously been back on the up and up with Tua back.
They would have to win out, I think, if they want to go to the playoffs.
I don't think this is their year again. Sorry, besties. Moving on. The Steelers, shockingly enough, can clinch a playoff spot. I just did not think it was going to end up like this for the Steelers. If they win or tie and then... Same thing in the Colts or Miami with a loss or a tie, both.
Like you were saying, I definitely think that they will be a playoff team. I think that they're going to make it to the playoffs and it's going to be great and everything. I just don't think that they'll make it far in the playoffs.
The thing is, they can clinch a playoff spot with a win or a tie this week. And like, if the Colts lose and Miami lose or tie, but they play the Eagles this week. So I don't think that's likely.
That's going to be a great game. That's a very important game for both of these. I mean, mostly for the Steelers, but
yes.
It's a big game for the Eagles too.
With the Eagles have already clinched a playoff spot, but they can win the NFC East title with a win this week and then a Commanders loss or tie. Or they can tie and the Commanders still lose. So there's a lot of things going into these. We move on to the Vikings. Vikings clinch a playoff spot with...
Also 11-2, right?
Yes. 11-2 as well. And they're like, it's honestly insane because they're like seventh, I think.
I know.
But they're 11-2. It's wild. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So doesn't make sense.
They need either a Minnesota win or tie, Seahawks to lose or tie, or a Rams lose and tie. I think the Vikings have, a good chance. You know, they play the Bears on Monday.
Yeah.
And then the Seahawks are hosting the Packers. Packers have been doing fine. Yeah. You know, so I think
the Packers have been doing great.
I already assumed the Vikings were going to be in the playoffs. It's just kind of a matter of how early they're in there. And then we have the Packers. So they need to win. Plus a Rams and San Francisco tie and an Atlanta loss tie. So that's the only scenario where the Packers can clinch this week. So that's unlikely to happen because I really don't think the Rams and the 49ers are going to tie. But you never freaking know.
Bless you, Mom.
Wow. Yeah, so sorry. But that is kind of what we're looking at with the teams that are already in there and the teams that can totally clinch it this week. Right now, the Broncos are currently in that wild card position. The Broncos have a long, long way to go.
The Broncos have a very hard last four games. I mean, I would say that the Colts are probably the easiest of their last four games. The Broncos play the Colts on Sunday. They play the Chiefs on Thursday. So not only do they play another decent team on Sunday, and I say decent very lightly. I would say that I would say that the Broncos at this point in the season have a good chance of winning that game.
Yeah.
But then you play the Chargers, who, like the Broncos, have also kind of like pioneered their way through the season. Like,
yes.
Before this season, the AFC West was the Chiefs and nothing. The Chiefs plus ass Broncos, ass Raiders, ass Chargers. The Chiefs literally were just like handed everything, okay? Handed the keys. But this season, we have the Chargers and the Broncos also fighting for playoff spots, which, like, first of all, I don't think anyone thought would happen in their wildest dreams.
Yeah.
So that game next Thursday when the Broncos play the Chargers is going to be an incredibly important game. And I think it will also be a close game. I think both teams know what's on the line and that they're going to.
Yeah. Denver has not made the playoffs since 2015. And yeah. Out of the AFC wildcard picture. Out of the AFC wildcard picture, we have the Ravens, Chargers, Broncos, Colts, Dolphins, and Bengals. And out of those teams in the AFC, we have absolutely, the Broncos have the most difficult schedule. They have their remaining opponent's win percentage for the Broncos is 59.6%. And the next lowest is 46.2 for the Bengals, and then it just goes easier and easier for the rest of these teams. So I'm scared for the Broncos.
Same.
Because I've already given up hope on the Cowboys, so the hometown team is now my numero uno team, size Lions. I'm very worried. The thing is if they can, you know, navigate their way through this. And, you know, we end up in the AFC championship. We only have to beat the Bills, who are like, it's just the Bills. They're just
in Buffalo. It's only MVP candidate Josh Allen and
yeah, what?
The rest of the incredible Buffalo Bills in Buffalo who love football and are very loud. And it'll probably be snowing and... it's gonna be a tough win. But here's my thing.
Cakewalk.
TBH, I said that like my Super Bowl predictions before the season was that Bo Nix was gonna be offensive rookie of the year. And honestly, he has a chance. I know that there are also tons of other incredible offensive rookies this year. Jaden Daniels is still out there.
Bo Nix has saved me in ways I didn't know I could be saved.
Honestly, same.
Bo Nix has done things for me that no man has ever done. Bo Nix has done things for the city of Denver. Well, that Nikola Jokic and all of our other MVPs have done. I texted Kaylin the other day and I said, listen, 2025 is the year of Broncos MVP, Denver Nuggets having the MVP, and the Avs having the MVP, and the Rockies don't exist. So.
Yeah, ever since Charlie Blackman retired.
The city of MVPs. Yeah. So yeah. that's my bold prediction for next year.
Yes. And I was saying that Bo Nix, offensive rookie of the year, but that the Broncos would be a wild card team. People called me crazy. They said that I was delusional.
We were supposed to be rebuilding this year, and look at us. People had us winning like three games. Try again.
8-5, baby.
Bo baby.
8-5, baby.
Believe.
I do believe.
We have the same record as the mother effing Ravens. How about that? How about them apples?
Even though the Ravens did annihilate us respectfully, I do understand that. But I will be ignoring that for now.
That was bad.
It was, but shout out to the AFC West, shout out to Chargers, shout out to the Broncos for finally kind of bringing some competition. Like, obviously, the Chiefs have just whooped everyone's butt or whatever, not even really, but they're 12-1. It's hard to be first in the AFC West if you're anyone but the Chiefs.
The Chiefs have gotten by the skin of their chinny chin chins, skin of their teeth.
Yep. Quite literally. They have scathed by.
Yeah.
I am hoping that their first round like puts up a real big fight.
I want them out of here. Enough.
Yeah, I want them. I hope that they at least don't make it to the Super Bowl now. At this point, I'm just like, I'm over it.
No. Enough is enough.
What does it say? I love a Amon-Ra St. Brown. Go Lions. It's so cute. I love it. As you should, honestly.
He's love you. Thank you. He is the best.
Thank you so
I think
much.
I love him so much because he has my sense of humor that is my favorite, aka the driest, yep. most sarcastic. Love that shit.
Me too.
It's the so Lions funny. Are now, because as long as Jerry Jones still owns my Cowboys, the Lions are America's team and they are Spencer's team, because I'm literally rioting in the streets until Jerry Jones hands in his freaking resignation. Okay. So for now, me, Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, Sam LaPorta, Sonic and Knuckles are like this.
All of us.
You and me, kids, we're besties, okay?
I told you, Dan Campbell's my dad. I will literally pastor. Be the Lions water girl.
Dan Campbell, can we both do that? I just want to do it for a game. Yes. Can we make this happen? I just want to be literally, I want to be in the room. I just want to hear Dan Campbell's like little motivational speech. I feel like he would make me feel like I could run for president. So.
No, he could literally Dan make Campbell, a psychopath I cry. I bet you so any much. Money. He could literally give a speech to a psychopath in prison and they would cry.
Until further
just
notice.
From being moved.
The Detroit Lions are the team of U-Sports.
And the Broncos. We love the Broncos.
And the Broncos. But the Broncos aren't possibly going to win the Super Bowl. And America's team. So thank you.
I hope I'm able to snippet that when they don't win. But like, if they were to win, how cool would it be? I could be like, snippet that. Broncos aren't going to win the Super Bowl. And then like, it's us winning the Super Bowl. I really liked my stutter there. It was really cute. We're not winning the Super Bowl. But
the Lions
speaking
are.
Of the Lions, though, they better. Speaking of the Lions, though, shall we talk about how insane the Packers versus Lions game was? The Packers made me believe in them a little bit more. I've always thought that the Packers were a great team. I love Jordan Love. I love the team that they have been building there. And I've always believed in them. I just like I didn't know if like given their competition this year and the way that the NFC looked earlier in the season, I didn't know if they were going to do it or be able to like really hang in there. But I'm sorry, being 31-31 with the current best team in the league, I would say, and fighting their way through that defense and also, you know, being able to play good enough defense to not let the Lions score 50 on you. Because they've done that to people this year a couple times. Being able to do that is insane. And they played a hell of a game. And I think that they should have a comfortable spot in the playoffs. But like Spencer typed on the screen, winners find a way to win. And you want to know who's a winner? Jake Bates. Jake Bates has made so many winning field goals for this Lions team. And the game against the Packers was no different.
You know why I love Dan Campbell, though? Because on a fourth down situation, instead of bringing out our kicker, Dan Campbell said, you know what? Let's run it. And and Jared Goff proceeded to literally fall and luckily handed it back to one half of Sonic and Knuckles back there to run to get them even closer and waste more clock, because Dan Campbell plays like he's playing Madden. And I love every part of it.
He does. He so plays like Madden football. Like he just like does the
and
insane shit that like,
why?
Yes.
I don't know.
How does it work? How?
I don't know.
And he does that's it why so he's my often, period. And he's just like,
I'm going to be the chaplain for the Lions. That's
ooh, love that. Thanks. I'm going to be the one that lights the candles.
For what?
Church.
Oh. The chaplain like, just, I think, goes in and prays with them.
All right, well. I just want to do something with Dan Campbell, okay? I don't know. Listen.
I was like, I don't know what. I was like, is that Catholic? I don't know. I've never lit Catholic, candles at church.
Lutheran. I think it's like all of like the like, oh, stricter religions.
Okay, you like Colorado people.
Colorado. What do you say, Colorado or Colorado?
It's Colorado, but every person that I've met that's from here says Colorado.
Oh, I'm from here. I mean, I'm from there, and I say Colorado. I'm with you. Everyone else says Colorado, and I'm like, you can literally take that and throw it out the window.
Colorado. And you can always tell people where they're from, usually, except for Caitlin, clearly.
It's a soft A. Yeah, people are like, are you even from Colorado? I'm like, yeah.
Colorado.
Literally, I could literally show you film from me popping out of my mother at the Aurora Hospital. You want to see it? Do you want to? Because I'll prove. Okay.
No.
I don't think my mom wants anyone else to see that either. But like, if you were wondering. Okay. Anyway, back to the stupid lions. Okay.
They're not stupid.
I love them. I know. I'm sorry. I love them so much. But listen, I don't understand how they have created such just an impeccable team. Like Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery have just like continued to be absolutely incredible all season.
Sonic and Knuckles.
Sonic and Knuckles.
That's their nickname.
Sonic and Knuckles. Sonic. What does it mean? I don't get it.
The characters, Sonic and Knuckles. Like, you don't know them?
I've heard of Sonic. Is that like the little guy with the mohawk?
Just, yeah, hold on.
Oh, cute. The little red thing?
It's the blue guy and the red guy.
So who's that? Who's who?
Look.
Oh, so cute. Okay. Yeah. See, I didn't really watch like a lot of that stuff.
I didn't either, but it's just something you know.
Oh.
Jahmyr Gibbs is Sonic, by the way, and Knuckles is David Montgomery.
Thank you. I love this for me. I'm learning so much
something new every day.
I really do. That's what happens when you live under a rock your whole life is like every day is like a new day where you learn so much. It's really beautiful.
I know. I'm starting to think that you were like literally kept in the underground.
You would think. We're going to talk about Jared Goff, how he continues to be incredible too. I mean, he had a 4-game stretch where he was almost perfect. And last game, he was 32 for 41, 283 yards.
Peace.
Can we talk about, okay, before I even, stats or whatever. Let me finish my thought. And then we need to have a chat about the MVP talk because I'm curious your thoughts. But So Jared Goff, incredible, 32 for 41, 283 yards, 3 passing touchdowns, 1 interception, which given I really like the Green Bay defense and given their secondary, I feel like that's fine. 78% pass completion. He did incredible as he does. He has a fantastic offense around him. Josh Jacobs for Green Bay, he had 3 rushing touchdowns. And the crazy part is that he was only averaging like less than 4 yards per rush. But like he got 3 rushing touchdowns. He only had 66 yards in the game, but they were just like every time they needed to get in the end zone, they were like, Josh Jacobs, let's go. And then they shoved him in there. Get him in there. So good for him. Shout out to him. That's a lot of touchdowns for like a running back to just have in a game. Good for him. Shout out to Tim Patrick, who had 2 touchdowns. I miss you so much, and I hate the Broncos for letting you go because Bo Nix could have had you.
But he didn't. Okay, anyway, you wonder why
he didn't. Yes, okay. So I'm so curious because obviously Saquon Barkley is on track for being, it would just be the second player ever to have 2,100 rushing yards. I think like the... what's it called? The record is 2106. And I just like, there are people that say that he shouldn't be the MVP. But I'm like, I feel like he's like, I mean, besides Jalen Hurts is a fantastic quarterback. I'm not going to ever knock him for that. But like, how can you say that like he's not like the most valuable player to his team? Like I said, Jalen Hurts is great, but they would not be where they are without Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley is 90% of their offense.
This is true.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just because he's not a quarterback.
Exactly. And so then I'm like, okay, well, like, does the MVP just need to be a quarterback? like award because it's been won by quarterbacks for like the last 10 years. You sprinkle in a couple of running backs over the last like 30 or 40 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see them very infrequently though. But you know, then you have guys like Josh Allen. I think that Patrick Mahomes is totally MVP out of the MVP picture. Mine too. Literally mine too. I will go to the end of the earth for Bo Nix to get an MVP. I will literally sell my kidneys if it meant Bo Nix got an MVP. Both of them. Do we have two kidneys?
I won't, because I don't want to be on like dialysis or whatever it is people are on.
I'd be fine. I'd be okay dying. It's okay. Like if I died knowing Bo Nix got an MVP, like whatever. Donate the rest of my organs to something good. Okay.
That's kind of, it would be really cool if the Broncos could win a Super Bowl in like the next 3 years. That'd be so sick.
Oh, I would throw up everywhere. That'd be incredible. Like good throw up.
It'd be
happy throw up.
Ew.
Ew. The laugh was worse than the comment. What is wrong with me today? I think work is stressing me out too much. No, I'm like, I'm having a manic episode.
It's just... like the completion rate that Jared Goff has just insane, which of course you have to have amazing receivers to have that. So I understand what people are saying, but I don't know.
And same with like Josh Allen. I feel like the thing that I love about Josh Allen,
I don't have an opinion actually.
I just feel like, so first of all, I love Jared Goff. Jared Goff is, I think that although he does have fantastic receivers and he has an incredible offense, I do think that it is incredibly hard to have a perfect game like he did and then go and have four almost perfect games in a row and then to continue having the pass completion percentage that he has had and to have the season that he has had, even with an incredible offense, like even with the best offense in the world, like Patrick Mahomes never did that with incredible pieces around him. Mm-mm. And Jared Goff has just been amazing this season. I love him. I think that he's great, but I do understand what people are saying when like, is he really the most valuable player to his team? Maybe not. But then you have guys like Josh Allen, who I feel like have not had a ton of incredible offensive pieces, who has led their team to the season that they've had and who... has also, I think that like a big thing too with Josh Allen is that like he's just had like such a good attitude and such good leadership all season, just through everything. And he's been so impressive. And so I definitely get people's MVP like conversations with him as well. I just think it'd be crazy if Saquon Barkley does break the rushing record, like the all-time season rushing record.
Yeah, you almost like have to give it to him.
Right? I'm like, I feel like it's hard not to. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens. But Bo Nix is my offensive rookie of the year.
Period. Point blank. End of story. Okay, let's move on.
In my humble opinion.
Let's move on to some predictions, bestie. Are you fine with that?
Ooh, yes, I would love that. Four, and it's only because I'm adding the Broncos in my real top three. I'm adding the Broncos in as my secret fourth because it's my hope. But my three after that... is going to be Kansas City because Kansas City always finds a way to win. Like I said, great teams do find a way to win in tough situations. That is what Kansas City does. That is what the Lions have also done a few times this season as well. So I'm going to say Kansas City, Ravens, and Bills are going to be my three AFC teams. I do think that even though the Ravens have had kind of a tough-ish season, they are the same record as the Broncos. And as much as I love the Broncos, I do think that the Ravens would absolutely annihilate us again. I do think that they are a better team.
So no Steelers for you?
No, I think that the Steelers are going to be...
Do you think they're fake?
I don't think that they're fake, but someone did make a really good point, and I kind of agree with this, is that as incredible as Russell Wilson has been, and again, I'm going to shout out Justin Fields. I know it's been a really long time since he's played a game, but again, shout out Justin Fields. I think that he... is a huge reason that they're in the spot that they're in today, starting the team off with a really great record. So shout out to him for getting them, you know, that start. And then Russell Wilson has been absolutely incredible the rest of the season. But I feel like besides George Pickens, like they just like, I don't think they have a lot for playoff defenses. I don't think that they have a lot
George
of offensive
Pickens
threats.
Is a menace and he's terrifies
he's
me.
Incredible. He's so good at football.
He's like literally a menace.
I know he's a menace to society. I feel like, what if you put like him and Derrick Henry in a room?
I don't even know what would happen. I feel like Derrick Henry has a little bit more decorum than George Pickens does. Actually, a lot.
That's so valid. That's so valid. Okay.
So who are you having win then?
I think, like I said, I think I'm going to retract my Kansas City to the Super Bowl take. And I think I'm going to have the Bills. I think I'm going to take the Bills for the AFC. I like the team. The vibes are high, and based off vibes alone and like everything like that, I feel like the Bills have it in them. I just feel like they're there. Josh Allen, he's like, I've got my girl. I've got all this. Like, this is all I need.
Period.
Get me to a Super Bowl.
My girl got her ring, and now I'm going to get mine.
Period. Yeah. Literally. So, okay. I want to hear yours, though. Like I said, I would like the Broncos to also be in there, but I know that they won't, but that's my guess.
Okay, I'm gonna go Titans, Jags, and
Patriots.
And Patriots.
Yeah, I actually think that it'll be the Raiders and the Patriots in the AFC.
I think Raiders are winning the Super Bowl this year.
Go Drake May.
Okay, let me be for real. For real, Z, for reals. Okay, I am also putting Bills, Chiefs, I don't know, Steelers. Derrick Henry better. You know what? This is what I hope for, actually. You know what? I hope that it's Bills. Never mind, I can't do it. Okay, Bills, fine. We'll do just Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, Broncos. I have to echo yours. And I also think Bills, you know what? It's no difference. I also see the Bills getting to the Super Bowl because there's no way that the Chiefs can keep being this lucky, right? Right?
So that's like, right. I mean, literally, unless they sold their soul to the Davila.
Yeah, which they did.
To the man they downstairs.
They absolutely did. Ugh.
I mean, literally,
when you were a little kid, did you ever like jump up and down on the floor? I used to. Like, screw you, devil.
I'm so dead. No, but I used to like, I was like the worst kid in the world.
I did.
No, do you want to hear what I used to do? I cringe so much thinking about it now, but I was like 8, okay? But I'd be like, oh, hold on, mom. Here I am. Hello. Sorry. Knocked my thing out. When I was a kid, I used to be like playing like, I don't know, computer games or whatever. And I suck at games. If you don't know me, I suck at every game there has ever been. Board games, Jenga, computer games. I suck at games. I lose everything. See, I'm only good at like real sports.
Winner.
Like, that sounds like so like mean. I'm only good at like things where like I have to actually.
I'm competitive at everything. I will beat you in Mario Kart. I will beat you in Monopoly. Beat you in literally everything. Literally,
I used to
all
play Monopoly once a week for years with my best friend. I have never won a game of Monopoly in my life. But this is what I would do. No, go ahead. I want to hear.
My ex and I used to play Monopoly Go when we were long distance, and he started saying that I was the worst because I would always win, and I was like, well. And then I got really competitive with Tetris because he would play Tetris. And then I literally became first in the world in Tetris because I had like,
That's crazy.
I have a picture of it. I was literally number one in the world at one, but of course people beat it like every 5 seconds. But I had like a score of like 60 million. It took me a really long time to get there. I've always been this way. If anyone remembers Flappy Bird, that was an app or whatever. And like my first high school boyfriend, like, and I would play or whatever. And then he got mad because I got too competitive with it and beat his high score. I will always be this way. Always.
I am so dead. See, I just like, it doesn't matter how competitive I am. Like, I'm just physically bad at them. Like, I suck at games. Okay. Like, literally my 6-year-old has been beating me in Jenga since she was 3. I'm not joking. Since she learned how to play Jenga, she has been beating me. So I just like, I'm so bad at games. And I used to like literally sit there when I was younger. Like I, you know, I didn't accept yet that I was just horrible at games, no matter how hard I try. And so this would be me. I'd be like, God, if you really love me, you'll let me win this game right now. And then I would lose it. And then I'd be like, guess you don't love me. Guess God hates me. And then I'd go to church and they'd be like, can you pray? And I'd be like, God, you hate me.
I still do that when the Nuggets are playing sometimes when it's a really close game. I'm like, God, please, I will literally do whatever you want. Please.
If you're out there. If you're out there, please.
If you're listening. Let someone make a score.
That's freaking hilarious. I love
that. No shame in my game, baby.
Period. No, I love that.
Okay, let's move on to NFC, bestie.
Okay. NFC for me is going to be Lions, Cowboys. Obviously. No. Love you so much.
No.
<Mm-mm>. The NFC is kind of hard for me because, like, I kind of want to pick Packers as, like, an upset team. But I don't know if I can. And if I don't pick the Packers, for me, it would be the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings. And I think that I'm going to stick with Lions, Vikings. I know that the Vikings have kind of, like, they're 11-2, but I feel like they've kind of, like, lost their hype from the beginning of the season. Like a lot of people are not talking about them as much, but I still think that they're an incredible team. And I know that, like, people are just like, they keep saying, like, we're waiting for Sam Darnold to be Sam Darnold. But I feel like if he's not doing that 14 weeks in, knock on wood, I feel like you have a pretty good shot of him being the Sam Darnold that we've seen all season. And you have Justin Jefferson by his side. And I feel like it's really hard to count that out.
Justin Jefferson's insane.
He really is. He's amazing at what he does. And I think that Sam Darnold is very lucky to have Justin Jefferson as, like, his kind of, like, co-star on that offense. I love that for them. But yeah, I think I'd have to go Vikings, Eagles, Lions for, like, my top three teams. If I want to do top four, like, who's going to be in?
I literally couldn't even pick a top four because we have the same top three.
I love that
Lions,
so much.
Vikings,
I was just going to say,
Eagles. Oh my.
Oh my. And then there's Packers, the cheeseheads. No more animals, the cheeseheads. They would be my fourth pick. Like, they're I see them being in, like, this, what are they called? The semi-championship, the semifinals, this.
You know what's crazy is how good the 49ers were looking and how good their roster is, and then now Deebo Samuels is, like, choking out people on the sidelines and telling people that he's not struggling at all. He's just not getting the ball. Bestie, I think you might be the problem. Mayhaps, perchance.
I was baffled when I saw those tweets. I was like, did you for real just say that out loud? Like, did you put that on the internet?
I mean, he literally choked his kicker on live national television.
It's so crazy to me. And, like, like you said, I mean, they're one of the teams that I was kind of talking about when I was talking about injuries. Like, they're one of the teams that has obviously been riddled with injuries all season, and it has continued literally all season. Guys that have come back from injuries have gone out with season-ending injuries weeks later. Christian McCaffrey, Jordan Mason is now out for the season, or has been. Things like that. Brock Purdy was injured. Yeah. And you just, like, they've been riddled with injuries, and it's not just, like, random injuries. It's really been, like, all of their star players. I don't know what happened to them, though. They, like I said, Chiefs found a way to win. I don't know why they can't. I love that you're so good at whistling. It's so good. Blow it up. They blew up.
That was my impression of they fell off. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay,
I'll be
and
here
I was
week.
Actually going to say this, and I was going to say that the exact same thing about the Falcons, though, because I was going to ask you if you saw Kirk Cousins saying hi to everyone after the game on the Vikings. It was so sweet. He just went around, and, like, obviously Kirk Cousins was a quarterback for the Vikings for 7 years, 6 years, for a while, and very beloved by their franchise. Me too. But I saw Kirk Cousins, like, saying hi to everyone on the Vikings, and they were just, like, all, like, telling each other how amazing they are, and, like, Kirk Cousins was hyping every single one of them up, like, all of them, and was just so, like, cute. I'm so proud of you, you're doing it, like, oh, it was so good.
I'm just
chit-chatting.
I think it's going to be Bills Lions, and I think the Lions are gonna win, baby.
You want to know what I want? I want my my, like, not dream that I had while I was sleeping, but, like, my dream that I talked about, like, probably like a month and a half ago, where I said that I wanted Aiden Hutchinson to come back for the Super Bowl and then sack Patrick Mahomes. I want that now, but now I want it to be Josh Allen.
Slay. I love this game. Is he coming back? Yeah. I don't think he is.
I don't know. I don't think so. They just said that, like, he's been so cutesy with
the
his...
The injury didn't sound like something you just hop back from.
No, but they did say when he got hurt that he did have a realistic chance. If the Lions made the Super Bowl, he had a realistic chance of being back by the Super Bowl. So I'd be interested to see if he showed up for the game. I know. I know. I want it to happen so bad. It would be like... Tell me that's not the most Lions thing in the world, though. Like, to have your
They're
star.
They're such a feel-good team.
Yes. Yeah, to have your star defensive guy leading the league in sacks. He's just incredible. Blah, blah, blah. Breaks his leg. Has the season-ending surgery. And they're like, he can come back for the Super Bowl if you make the Super Bowl. And then the Lions are like, we're going to make the Super Bowl. And then America's Aiden Hutchinson team. Is like, exactly. And then Aiden Hutchinson, like, 3 days before the Super Bowl is like, I'm healthy. And then he goes out in the Super Bowl, in a Super Bowl win with four sacks on Josh Allen. That would be such America's team, period. That would
Can
be
you tell
such
I didn't take my ADHD medicine today? I can't stop coloring.
I fell and I hit my head on the eight ball. It hurts so bad.
Ask it. Will the Lions?
Will the Lions win the Super Bowl? I'm sorry, I'm fine. Can you just tell that I don't have ADHD? Or wait, that I'm not, that I'm
not diagnosed,
unmedicated?
Medicated, yeah.
Anyway, will the Lions win the Super Bowl? Outlook good. Woo! There's our answer, baby. America's team.
Amon-Ra, Jared, Sam.
Jameer.
David, Dan, Jake Bates,
Jakey.
I'm such a bandwagon, and
I know
don't
me too.
Care.
I love it.
I'm hopping. I
so
literally
good.
Jumped at full speed onto this bandwagon before it could leave me in the dust. Okay.
Listen, I am a hoe for a feel good team and a feel good sports moment, and the Detroit Lions are feel good sports moments, and yeah. I live for that, and it is hard not to root for them. So, that's my vibes.
I love them. I love them.
Me too. But this has been so much fun. I miss talking football with you.
Same. I don't miss. I miss being healthy. That's what I miss.
Felt heard. I wish I will be thankful for the day that I stop coughing.
All right, friends, though, you know what you need to do? You need to pause the video and go like it if you haven't already. Subscribe if you haven't done that already, because we can't be friends if you don't subscribe, okay? Okay, and then put the little ring-a-ding-ding bell on so you can know when we post. Again, that's what real friends do. Okay, and if you really want to be best friends, then you go down below and see all of our socials so we can talk outside of this, okay?
And I was going to say, even comment on this video. Someone last video said that they were scared of me. They said, hi, Caitlin. She said to say hi and she scared me. And that's so valid. I am actually not scary at all, no matter how hard I try. But if you think I'm scary, I want you to think I'm scary.
But I'm not scary.
That's valid. She's not.
No, but I think I've been told before, like, do I have a good scary face?
Yes.
I feel like,
wait, are you mad at me? Don't ever do that again.
I have to see. I'm too giggly. Wait.
I know. I'm trying not to look at you.
Okay, wait. I'm trying not to laugh. I can't do it. Shit. Oh, I can't do it. Was that good?
That was so angry.
My manager used to say that I had a bad resting face. And then, like, as soon as he said that, I'm like, what?
Not me.
Not me.
I always say, if you know me, I say that I have resting kidnap me face, because I'm just like walking around just like in my own world smiling. I'm just like, yeah.
I have kidnap me face because I'm oblivious to everything going on.
Me too. But I just like, I look too approachable. Like, I'm not someone that looks unapproachable. Like, I literally just look like if you punched me in the face, I would like give you a kiss on the forehead and say thank you and like send you flowers for that. Thank you for that. Love you so much. Or like, but literally, like, if someone was like, oh my God, little girl, I've got candy in my truck. I'd be like, is it Sour Patch Kids? What are we talking? Let's take me back there. Show me what you got.
Let me see.
Yeah. Let me check it out. Let me check out your stash.
Yeah, I fear I am way too trusting of individuals as well.
Me too. Felt. You want to see my angry face? I try. People say that it looks like I'm like constipated or something, but like.
That's your angry face.
I'm trying so hard.
I don't know. I don't really get mad. I don't either.
I mostly just cry. I get sad.
But I have brothers, so I have.
God, like, I'm going to need you to, like, text me words of affirmation and tell me that you're not mad at me after this. Like, I'm actually feeling like you hate me now.
No, I love you so much.
Oh, my God, you look so pretty. You just, like, smiled for a second there, and I was like, wow, she's Barbie.
Stop. But keep going. I'm so serious. Thank you.
She is beauty. She is grace. She is my best friend. Her name is Spencer Hayes, baby.
She is coughing. Okay, anyway, we love you and miss you so much. We will be back here on Friday, back with an NBA episode, besties.
We can't wait to chat with you then. And hopefully you like and subscribe and talk to us elsewhere so we can see you sooner.
Loved and missed us so much.
Love and miss you so much. We're so happy to be here. We're so happy you're here. And we will see you soon.
Adios.
Sorry for the headphone users.
I'm not. Bye.